lot of questions about you throughout the off season, seasons here. How do you feel?
Great.
Kevin Benjamin just spoke a little bit about what this spring and summer has been like for him, obviously dealing with tragedy. What have you done to be there for him? I know you guys are really close. I'm sure that you've been a good resource, a good shoulder for him.
Well, I mean, a lot of it's been, you know, kind of, you know, personal, but, you know, for him to be as functional as he is, and, you know, for the people who know Benji, like, you know, a lot of us, you know, do. He shows a lot of strength mentally, you know, to come back from what he's done or what has happened, you know, in his life. And, you know, he's come back great shape, you know, playing with a chip on his shoulder and, you know, just playing with a purpose. And that's all you can ask. And with him being one of the leaders of that group, it's going to be important that we have that consistent play throughout the whole year.
Is it hard for you to watch him go through that?
Oh, you don't want to see nobody go through it. But like I say, my hat goes off to him and just the job that he's done, you know, keeping it all in a row. You know, some days, you know, it's getting to him, and I try to give him as much space as possible. I know Coach has done a great job with knowing the situation at hand, but, you know, I feel like we're going to get the best Benji. This is going to be his best year. I'm not just saying that, you know, just to blow smoke, but everything that he's done or everything, he's positioned himself to make that come into fruition.
And what's this training camp been like for you with the on again, off again?
It's different, but yet, you know, I've been getting a lot of mental work. A lot of younger guys, more than years past, and that I've been more hands-on with, and has allowed me to, you know, reteach the game and learn the game even more. So it's kind of been a really good thing as well. You know, it could have been, you know, very boring for me, but yet, you know, Coach Dorsey has been doing a great job with staying on top of finding ways to challenge me in the classroom as well as on the field without throwing a football.
You spent a lot of time working on conditioning with your diet and whatnot the last few months. How pleased are you right now with where all that's at?
Say it one more time.
You've spent a lot of time working on your conditioning,
mm-hmm,
and changing your diet and staying away from the snacks. So how pleased are you with where your conditioning is at right now as you go?
I'm extremely pleased. I'm extremely pleased, but that's all for naught. You know, if the on-field performance doesn't shake out. So I think I'm doing every single thing that I could possibly do on my part that I can control. And with that alone gives you a chance.
Kevin, what types of ways has Ken challenged you in the classroom?
Well, just different angles that we've implemented in practice that, you know, it's kind of like a virtual reality, you know, rep that I will get with certain things that they've done and haven't done in the past. And for me, just being more responsible for, you know, what, it wouldn't say like note taking, he would ask me to do more, you know, on the board work, or even, you know, ask me for literally homework to do. It's just been keeping me sharp, keeping me fresh in mind, and it's showing off.
Tim, your brother had a huge win Saturday. Talk about your whether you saw that, your reaction to it, and why wasn't he more widely recruited, do you think?
Well, I mean, I was teasing Thomas. I said, man, listen, Georgia needs a winner, and every Newton that I know is a winner. You dig what I'm saying? So they missed out on yet another one. But yeah, you know, it's not about that. I think he's a very undersized quarterback. But yet, you know, it doesn't measure, you know, the heart that he has, what he brings to the table. He has that it factor to let or to have guys follow him. You know what I'm saying? And that's what you want in your quarterback. You know, for people to take a program like Howard, to take a program that isn't necessarily known for certain things and changing the whole retrospective of the way people think. You know, now, you know, hearing him talk on the phone and just hearing his responses to certain things, it's like, man, people, you, I'm telling them, like, you're giving people hope. Like, a team that has probably been known for their band, you know, people are going to the football games to watch football now, not just to, you know, listen to the band play. So I got my hands full with trying to follow up a great performance with him. You know, I just seen all of the notoriety that he's been getting, man. And I've just been seeing a lot of Cam Newton, little brother. You know, I just would prefer his name just be Kalen. You know, he's deserved that right. And hopefully, you know, this is not the highest point of his career. With him being a true freshman, you know, he's still got a long way to go.
How were you monitoring that game? Or were you? Or did you only find out as?
Well, it was on ESPN, the app. There was a lot of refreshing going on. But it was exciting, you know, for me to see that and hear from him and talk to him prior to the game. I try not to, you know, dump so much on him. You know, it's a difference when you're Cam Newton, and then it's a difference when you're a big brother. You know, so now I try to find a fine line and give him a lot of experiences that I've had. But a lot, just like being a big brother and just like being a parent, you know, it's just trial and error. You know, you can tell your kids, you can tell them everything that they're about to go through, but as soon as they go through it, it's like, man, I remember you telling me. I was like, yeah, I told you. But now, you know, here you are in the moment. I'm just so happy for him. You know, when he went through his whole little recruiting process, he was getting so frustrated. And I knew, I could tell, I could sense it. And for him to have more of an impact at a historical black college where, you know, nobody really, they overlook games like that. They don't even make it to the newspaper, really. You know, and for him to be on ESPN doing an interview, that's really unheard of. I only could think back, well, Steve McNair, you know, have had a bigger splash like that. But I'm not trying to compare numbers. I'm just knowing that everything, it's just a detriment to hard work. You know, for a person that wasn't highly recruited, he seen his brother grow up and was, you know, had accolades and had all the stardom with coming out of high school. And I just told him, you know, just be patient, that everything works, you know, for the greater good, and knowing that everything that you have in your heart's desire is still will come into pass. No matter if you're at Idaho Tech or, you know, wherever, you know, they're going to find you. And you just do your part and everything else will take care of itself. And he did.
How is Christian McCaffrey going to help you become a better quarterback?
I think what he brings to the table, what he brings to this team, is going to help this team. And that's what you can only ask for in each person that comes, you know, as a draft pick. You know, every person has upheld their end of the bargain, and this is no different. You know, we didn't draft him as high as we did for him to kind of, you know, grow up in this offense. We need him to be ready to go A-OK as well as him and Kirko. You know, those guys, you know, whether battling injuries or not, you know, they're being forced in the fire, and we're expecting big things from them.
What's it like when you drop back and you see options like McCaffrey, Samuel, Olsen, or Benjamin now? Is it?
I mean, it's scary. It's scary to even think about it. But, you know, it's up to me to execute. You know, just take what the defense gives me. You know, it's going to be different for me. Because of certain things that's asked of me and just the whole, you know, process going forward. But yet, you know, I still see the sameness in our offense, and it just allows me to have more of a hands-on role, and I wouldn't want to know other way.
And we've heard a lot about the way Christian prepares his body and takes care of his body after games and after workouts, and we've heard that it's kind of amazing to see someone that young do the steps that he's doing. Have you seen any of that, or how he kind of?
He's like Greg Olsen. It's like that Caucasian effect at the skill position for us. You know, no racial slurs intended. Just the Caucasian guys we have on our team does an unbelievable job with preparing their body. I mean, like 30 minutes before practice, stretch, muscle activation, hot tub, cold tub, hot tub, cold tub, contrast, stretching, more stretching, just heart rate. It's just ridiculous just to see him on one side of the field, see Greg on the other side of the field, and just see them just – I really think they'll be battling sometimes to see who can get looser than the other person. And that's just them. you know, but it's not a normality to see a person that young take their body and their preparation so serious for like he has so far.
Because of your limited reps the last few months, Ron last week said he's not sure what to expect from you. Do you know what to expect?
Yes. We're trying, and we will put our best foot forward to win a football game. We're trying to find any way in the world to, on that plane ride coming back from San Francisco, that we want to know.
What's it going to be like playing in that stadium first time since Super Bowl?
Who cares? It's a football game.
How important is it to get the run game established early in the game against a team like San Francisco?
We just got to impose our will. We just play our kind of football. You know, if we do that, then everything else take care of itself. All three phases, offense, defense, and special teams. We know that there's going to be some things that happen in this game, just like any other game. But, you know, like Coach Shula always says, you know, just handle the what-ifs and stay on track. Whether turnovers, a sudden change, injury, or what have you, we have to be prepared to move forward and find any and every way to win this football game at all costs.
People outside this building concerned about whether Cam Newton would be ready for the opener. At what point may have you been concerned that you wouldn't be ready for this game?
Well, I'm ready now. You know, I have no concern. You know, I put all my faith in the man above, and knowing that there's a plan for me, and I'm just trying to, you know, be proactive with every second that I have, whether learning, doing the things that Dorsey's asking me, all right, trying to find ways the training room to get better at, you know, focusing on the cardiovascular situations to make sure that I'm at my premium weight, tip-top shape, and just trying to find ways to be even a better leader each and every day moving forward. So my hands are full. I'm not worrying about too much right now, just knowing that I have the best team that I'm going to get in that locker room, and guys are backing each other up, ready to go come Sunday.
Kirk Coleman mentioned the humility through last year and how he's seen the little things away from the football field maybe beating him to the stadium on a regular day. How did that impact?
Kind of sounds bad, though. Beating a who cares? But I mean, go ahead, finish the question.
How did that how did that last year impact the way you prepared for this year?
Well, listen, I've said it numerous times that, you know, last year was unacceptable, but I don't want to make this about me. It's a lot of guys that took it offensive, highly offensive. You know, our fans owe more. They're owed more. You know, the people who prepare, you know, guys on this team, the guys that's upstairs in the office, everybody's owed more, even for ourselves. You know, last year, you know, was good for us in so many different ways, and you know, I'm making it my mission to, you know, be more consistent, and whatever that means, I know what that means for me, but whatever that means for everybody else, you know, it's just all about staying the same person, and that's what I'm trying to do.
One other thing, Aaron Rodgers spoke out about, I felt like that Kaepernick should be on the roster. How do you feel about what's being done to him right now?
I really think it's unfair. I think it's unfair. But, you know, not to take any storm of glory away from this game. We're trying to find every way to be prepared for the 49ers come Sunday. But in my opinion, do I think Kaepernick is better than some of these starting quarterbacks in this league? Absolutely. Should he be on the roster, in my opinion? Absolutely. There's no question about it. Is he good enough to be on the roster? Is he good enough to be a starting quarterback? Absolutely. But our main focus right now is trying to beat the 49ers on Sunday. Thank you.